I met the producer years ago, and she was producing social political films, and she wanted to produce a romantic comedy too. So as a scriptwriter, I started to develop this story, and the idea was that once we would have a good draft, we would find a director together. And I wrote for 2 years this film, and after 2 years, I realized that the story was very intimate, very personal, and that I was probably ready to take on a new adventure. And that, but before that, I never wanted to be a director. I was very happy to be a writer, but it was beautiful to have like a parallel life than my character, my main character, who is like, you know, starting to write or actually trying, fighting her imposter syndrome, while I was also expressing a desire to direct. The main reason for me is her sense of humor first. The fact that she was so ahead of her time that she became timeless, and that she was also the first to write about women characters who were not only beautiful and pretty and nice, but mainly clever and, you know, and witty and funny. And so I think this, the modernity in which she created characters still resonates today, because they were interesting characters, full of contradictions, of ambiguity, and, you know, and sometimes full of shadow also. And I think she also created interesting men characters too, which is the why a good love story works. No, it's you cannot do one without the other. But I would say for these three reasons, probably she still have something to tell us. And it's very touching to see how celebrated she is everywhere in the world. With the film, I've been touring everywhere, and everywhere there is a Jane Austen society. There are, like, you know, people talking, meeting and talking about her work, which is so beautiful. I hope she knows that somehow. Yes, I did this film because as a viewer, I was missing them, you know. I didn't understand why after the 90s, the greatest, you know, English rom-coms era, why did they disappear? Because they became marketing products somehow, soulless. And I felt also that independent cinema, auteur films looked down on rom-com as if they were like a minor genre, a feminine genre that you should, like, you know, treat as something not so important nowadays. While I'm asking myself, and I think I'm not the only one, what is it to say that is more important than a love story? You know, I think it's the genre, it's a genre, the romantic comedy, that allows you to show a portrait, to tell a story of the time we are living in without preaching or being too didactic. And what I love about romantic comedies is that sometimes you touch on this like light deepness or deep lightness, whatever you want to call it, which is so difficult to get and so beautiful. So that's what I wanted to do.